Hello and welcome to the Supersize Phys Ed podcast. I'm your host, Dave Carney, and this is my new microphone. I hope it sounds good. It sounds good to me right now in the my headphones. So this is my new microphone and headphones, actually, for the new podcast coming up with Eric Meyer, and just want to upgrade. And that's actually what we're going to talk about today is for my Five Boomer Friday is podcasting and PE and the equipment needed to do so. So, without further ado, let's get going. All right. So, actually, I should be using my boomers, right? So, my first one, I'll do a boomer right now. Ready? Yeah. So, it starts with a microphone. If you're going to be a podcaster, which I see a lot of people getting into podcasting, which I should have done a long time ago. I've loved podcasts for, I don't know, 4 or 5 years now, and I've been meaning to do this, so I'm glad I got into the business, but I should have done this a long time ago, like I said. So to start off, you need a good microphone. Now, you don't need a great microphone to start off with, but you need a good microphone. I mean, that's what podcasts are all about, right? You listen to your voice. So if it sounds good, that's a good thing. If it doesn't, people might not listen. So the first boomer is a good microphone. Now, the two I've used, as I'm saying, this is my first time using a new one. What I've been using is just a simple, it's called Blue Snowball. And I will link to these in the show description. So a Blue Snowball is a good starter microphone. And a lot of people have it. And it works well. It's a great one to start with. I don't think it's the highest super duper quality thing going, but you know, it's a good one if you're just going to play around and, you know, start recording and see how it goes. Blue Snowball was a great thing for me to start with. My the music teacher at my school, she's wonderful. She got one for her students, actually, well, really for her to record the students. And it's been really good for her. And so I'm like, oh, I'm going to get one of those. And it's just been a great, you know, like I said, starter microphone. Now, the one I have now is called a Rode, R-O-D-E. NT-USB, so it obviously goes to the USB, and I just love it. So far, it sounds pretty good. I have a windscreen filter pop thing in front of it, so hopefully it just sounds cleaner and clearer, and it's just something I really like. I've wanted it as a Christmas present, but my wife told me on Christmas Day that it wouldn't be here till after the New Year's, and here it is. What day is it? The 4th? It's the 4th. It came in 2 days ago at night, and I'm dying to start, so here it is. So this is Rode. So that's your first boomer, is get a good, or at least a pretty good, microphone. All right, number two is actually headphones. So what you need are headphones and an iPad, or something to record on. You could just use your iPhone. Now, I use Apple, so I'm sure it works also on Android, but what I use are right now I have better headphones, so I can hear a little better the sound quality. Now, you could just use earbuds that you get from, you know, like when you buy a new phone kind of thing, just regular earbuds. Those work as well too, and that's fine, but you need some headphones so you can hear what's going on. You can hear the sound, you can hear the music and all the transitions. So number two are headphones and an iPad or device to record on. All right, number three, you need a program to record on. Now, you could just use GarageBand or Audacity, but what I've been using and what I'm using now is called Boss Jock. Now, don't go look for Boss Jock in the App Store because it got discontinued. Boss Jock Junior is still there, but that's not even close to as good of, you know, functions and different things to, you know, just different cool stuff. So Boss Jock became, or at least I guess a semi-affiliated with the one I just bought like yesterday. It's called Backpack Studio. And what that does is allow you to put in different sounds, import them. Backpack Studio is a lot like Boss Jock. Now, if you don't know what Boss Jock is, you're like, I don't know what that you're talking about. So I'm recording on it right now. There's a record button. There are, in this case, there's like squares that have different sounds that you can import. And if you've been listening to my podcast, you know at the end I make, or not, well, kind of make GarageBand mixes. and have a little sound, a little beat at the end. So I can import those as well as the sounds like this, the boomer, and all these other sounds, like the main ones I use, like cowbell. All right, so those kind of sounds, you can import those and just hit a button. And then when you want it to fade out, you just hit the button again. So it's really easy to use, and it was only $10. So Boss Jock was $10. Unfortunately, like I said, it's not in the store anymore. I went to look, just making this episode, because I want to know how much it was, if it went up, and a lot of people are not happy that it got discontinued. And that's just the way it is with certain apps. But the creator, or one of the creators of Boss Jock, made Backpack Studio. So I'm using that now. Now, there are other ones you can record on, like I said. I just like this, the ease of this. And for $10, if you're going to podcast, $10 really is it's a decent investment. I mean, this whole thing that I'm going to tell you, really, you can do this in under $100. And you don't have to just spend that much, but you need a microphone. Headphones are pretty much free. You know, Boss Jock, Backpack Studio, this is $10, $9.99. And that is your number three, and I'll keep going. All right, number four is something to edit with. Now, like I said, GarageBand, that could have been your number three. You could just do everything in GarageBand, but it's hard to do, not hard, but I haven't done the sound effects and things in there. So number four for me is GarageBand. And what I do is I take this, you know, me talking right now, put in GarageBand, and then take out things like this. If I start coughing or sniffling, like I do a lot, unfortunately, I don't know, I've been sick last couple weeks, and I'm just hard to get rid of. So if I'm coughing or sniffling or something like that, I can take this out. So now I don't know if I'm going to keep this in the final cut or not, but you can take sounds out, and you can cut it down to some of the dead spots. Like if I'm just rambling like this, basically, I can take it out and just cut it. Or if there's a long pause like this, I can just cut it in GarageBand so it's not as long. I guess I'll leave all that in there so you can see, but you can cut all that out. And it's real simple. I actually do it on my iPad. I actually think the GarageBand on my MacBook Pro, like my laptop, is actually harder. It's got so many more functions. I just haven't used it a lot, but I usually do it GarageBand on my phone or on my iPad, and it works really well just to edit it and get it cleaned up a little bit. So that's number four, GarageBand. All right, the fifth one, number five, if you're going to podcast in PE, which I suggest you do. I mean, you get your ideas out there, get the new games out there. You know, just it's nice to talk about these things and see if it resonates with anybody. So number five is you need some place to house the podcast and to promote it and to send it out to the world. And I use Podomatic. Now, there's other ones like Libsyn. Some people have been using Anchor, which I don't recommend, only because now Anchor makes it look like it's real easy, and I'm sure it is. It seems like it's just real simple. You just, you know, plug it in, record, and that's it. However, unless I'm wrong, unless it's changed, Anchor then owns the rights to your podcast. So I didn't want that. I want a whole catalog of podcasts that I can use and I can have the rest of my life. So that is why I like Podomatic. All right, everybody. So there you have it. Those are the five tools and things I use to create my podcast. Now, if you want to learn more, I'm going to create a resource to put in the show notes, just something to have and link to, click on if you want to check out my new microphone, which is pretty cool, or anything like that. It'll be there. And also let me know if you have any questions. Always go to supersizephysed.com, and you can email me from there or join our email list, which includes just different things going on and the podcast episodes coming out and different games and things like that. So you guys are awesome. I will hopefully keep using Boss Jock for a little bit. This is Boss Jock still, and I will go to Backpack Studio soon. I've transferred some things over there. So anyways, I don't know. I just want to keep talking on my new microphone, I guess, but I will let you guys go. Have a great weekend. Here is a beat for you.